Welcome to Independence, the FIEC podcast. My name's Phil Topham, Executive Director of the FIEC, and I've been invited to host a bonus episode.
Well, and it doesn't get better than that, does it, Phil?
And that's because our usual host of the Ordinary Pod, Adrian Reynolds, is around on my left-hand side. Hello, Adrian, our Head of National Ministries. Good to see
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Excellent. Adrian,
I'm being interviewed.
Yes, you're normally here, but today I am here and Phil, you are there.
We are here to talk about something we both love.
Yeah, we are, which is a conference that we run every January, which has for many years been called the Hub Conference.
It's called the Hub Conference since it was first imagined
in 2011 2012 something like that,
maybe.
And what was the what was the purpose of the Hub Conference, Adrian?
The Hub Conference has always been to encourage people to think about ministry, and really the vision of the original Hub was to connect people who were thinking about ministry with those who would be able to help them, not just people in ministry but training providers, people who are working in various fields, mission organizations, that kind of thing. That's why it was called Hub. Everyone gets together and talks about stuff. And over the years, Phil, I mean, you and I have been to it many times, but over the years, I think it's just been one of the highlights of the year.
Yeah.
The encouragement of spending time with men and women who are thinking about ministry, not all of whom go into ministry, but all of whom want to serve in various capacities, is just thrilling, really. You know, you do lots of conferences where people are sort of tired and weary and reluctant and all sorts of things, but here's a conference where people are really up for it and are so appreciative of the input you give them. But more importantly, where we as leaders can see actually the Lord is raising up a new generation. Yeah, they've been great.
Now, we're doing a conference again in January, but it's not going to be called The Hub. It's got a new name, which is
Journeys.
So what was The Hub is become Journeys, but it's not quite the same as The Hub.
No, I mean, you might think we've just gone woke, but we...
What have we gone woke by changing
Journeys,
the name? Okay, fine.
We have a new name, we have a new date, we have a new price, we have a new aim. I mean, everything about it, actually, we're calling it Reimagined.
Yeah.
But in a sense, the whole idea of it has shifted somewhat. So instead of trying to connect people with providers and those who can help, we basically want to say to churches and to individuals that we know this is a massive thing to both think about going into ministry and also to take the first tentative steps into ministry. Massive decision. We want to provide you space and help and counsel as you make that journey. So we're taking away the kind of the narrative that says, let us help you make the decision. No, the decision's for you and your church, but we can give some input, some aid, some assistance. Basically, help you make the step, the next step, whatever that might be.
And that's wherever you are on the journey.
That's right.
Journeys.
So some people, a church leader might say to them, and you know, church leaders will be listening, I guess. People who are thinking about ministry probably won't be listening today. So church leaders are going to be listening, and there'll be someone in your church that you just want to just tap the shoulder of, not in a sort of, you know, an odd way, but they're people that you recognise some gifting and some potential. And actually, that's my story, Phil. So I don't know if you know this or not, but I grew up, when we were first married, we went to an FIEC church. And the pastor there, I think we've been married 3 years, something like that. We have been married 3 years, because I remember what year it was, the year my daughter was born. The pastor said to me, oh, come to a conference with me. I was working. I had no kind of vision of going into ministry at that point. He was just sowing a seed. And I went along with him to a 3-day conference in London. And looking back, that was very formative.
Interesting.
So it's even at that early stage, just saying to people, you know, here's something you might like to think about. And we've given it a new price because we want to make it accessible for people like that. So if you're right at the early stage, you know, a weekend in a nice hotel is going to be quite expensive for a couple. So before, we've only charged costs, but this year we've heavily subsidised it so as many people can come as possible. So it's £100 for a single for the weekend and £150 for a couple, which is less than half price.
And that's for two nights in what is a nice hotel.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice place to be. It's a nice place to think about stuff. So yes, you might be right at the start of that journey and you as a church leader might have identified someone. Maybe you're a bit further along in discussions with someone that you have recognised that they are perhaps going to go into ministry. They want to think a bit more about what the next step is. They might even be at college or in some sort of training institution and thinking about the first role. And what we're saying is it's for all kinds of people thinking about paid Christian ministry, men and women. So it's not just for pastor teachers, paid Christian ministry. And we want to help you, whatever stage you're at, make the next step.
And I guess you will delineate, won't we? So we'll give people the most appropriate help dependent upon where they are on the journey.
Over the years, Phil, we've taken content out of the Hub, which seems a bit odd, because what we've said actually is that what really counts is there is some content, obviously, at the Reimagined Hub called Journeys. There is some content. But actually, what really matters is connections. Time that you can spend praying and talking, asking questions. So we make sure there are a range of people there from a range of different churches with a broad range of experience. And actually some people who have done that journey not that long ago, 4 or 5 years ago, they know what it's like. They know what it's like maybe to have young kids. They know what it's like to move house, all those sorts of things. And we say, actually, here's a place where you can meet up. So there's a lot of sitting around drinking coffee and going for walks. And there is some content, but there's a lot of that kind of unstructured time, which actually turns out often to be the most valuable part of it.
And if you're a man thinking about ministry in a pastoral ministry context, it is important if you're married to come along with your spouse, isn't it?
Yes, if you can. I mean, it does depend on childcare and things like that, because we can't accommodate children, sadly. But if you can come with your spouse, I think that's really important. I mean, every person is different, but the decision that I made to go into ministry, we made together. I think that's really key. You're making sacrifices for both of you, even if your wife is working. You're making sacrifices for both of you. And actually, the time that you need to pray through stuff, to talk through stuff, it's just very difficult to find that in busy church life. Saturdays are busy, Sundays are busy. You know, finding the space and time, that's really quite tough. We'll have people on hand who are specialists really in speaking with spouses as well, so they can get the help they need.
And just if you're a church leader listening to this, you'd want them to tap someone on the shoulder like you were tapped on the shoulder, I guess, especially if they're thinking about the next generation.
Having used that expression, I now want to row back from it, because it kind of has a slight sort of connotation of, you know, all this sort of inside club and all the rest of it. But I think the job we have as leaders in the church is to identify the next generation and see them trained up. So by sending someone along to journeys, you're not actually giving up that responsibility. You're saying, let's get some help. Because actually, you might have a couple in church, they've only ever been in your church. That's their only experience. That the only preaching really they've ever sat under is your preaching. So having a bit more exposure to the breadth of what the Lord is doing and where they could serve is really important.
And let me ask you a question, just looking back on the hub, people could only come to the hub if they had the backing of their church leader. Is that the same with journeys?
It is the same. Yeah. Yes, it is the same. And we expect people will apply to come on journeys for a number of different reasons. They might take the initiative, the church might take the initiative. We've got some people already, and we haven't advertised yet, we've got people booked on already who are exploring coming into the FIC from outside the FIC. It's a great place to do that, to ask all your questions. So there'll be a great mix of people there.
And the dates are a bit different this year. So it's always
we've pushed it on. Yeah, we always used to do it at the very first weekend in January, mainly because it was cheapest.
I was going to say, partly because of the hotel prices.
Nowadays, hotel prices are the same every time of year you go away. So we've pushed it to the end of January. It's 24 to 26 January. That means actually you can get Christmas out of the way and just sort of get into the routines before you come along. Actually, it's quite difficult to think about going to a conference first weekend in January when you're still basically a bit bloated from the stuffing and the Christmas
party. Very good. So just remind us of the prices.
Yeah, so 24th to 26th of January, £100 for a single room for two nights, £150 for a couple.
And that's full board, isn't it?
That is full board. And yeah,
and there's a little swimming pool that you can work off.
There is a little swimming pool and a gym and nice grounds to wander in. And it's nice and central.
Yeah, good.
So yeah, we hold it near Daventry, right in the Midlands.
So right in the Midlands. So from wherever you are in the country, it's easy to access from where you are. We
hope. And it's worth saying, Phil, even if there are people in church who don't want to come, this is a good opportunity to talk to them. So even if you think, oh, they're probably not going to go along, have a conversation with them anyway. They might come along, but even if they don't, you've started a conversation with them about sowing some seeds of leadership. Maybe they'll go into paid Christian ministry. Maybe they'll be great elders, youth workers, children's workers, women workers in the church. Who knows?
Or maybe they'll come to Journeys 2026.
Or maybe they will.
Or 2027. Adrian, anything else you want to pitch about the conference before we draw to a conclusion?
No, I think it's just worth reiterating that everyone who's come on it has loved it, including those who have served on it. So you won't be disappointed. And it's a great time together.
So there we are. Come and join us at Journeys if you're thinking about ministry, or indeed you're already on the journey into ministry. Do come spend time with us.
Or if you're a church leader, send someone.
Indeed. Yeah. And we hope and pray we'll serve you really well as we gather 24th to the 26th of January in Daventry. Adrian, this has been good fun.
Thanks. People, just search for Journeys on the FIC website. You'll come straight to the homepage.
Excellent. And if you're at the Leaders Conference in November, there was an advert in the conference brochure for that as well. So yeah, great to chat. Thanks so much, Adrian. Do come and join us at the end of January. This has been a special bonus episode of Independence, the FIEC podcast. Do rate, leave a review so others can find it, or maybe share this with someone who you think could really benefit from Journeys in January. God bless. We'll speak to you soon.